Hey folks, it's Ryan Lichten here, and you are listening to a preview of our latest Patreon-exclusive episode from our latest Patreon-exclusive side series, Dumps Revisited, where we, what? Revisit Dumps. Yes, maybe there's been a new development in something that we've covered. Maybe we come across some juicy information that we just can't bear to deprive you from, right? And that is certainly the case with the episode that you're going to be hearing a portion of today. If you want to hear the rest, of course, go to patreon.com/culturedumps. That's patreon.com/culturedumps. There are over 100 bonus episodes from an array of side series. There's also hundreds of photos from Woodstock 99 uploaded there that have never been published, as well as videos that we've made and videos that we found. There's also full-length documentaries that we've put up there. It really is something that we try our best to make worth it. So patreon.com/culturedumps, and you are listening to a preview of Dumps Revisited. Go Ask Alice. Culture Dumps. Hello, folks. Welcome to Dumps Revisited. Yes, this is our newest Patreon exclusive show where we go over, you know, topics that we've covered here on Culture Dumps, but maybe we come across some new information or more in-depth stuff, or maybe there's a new development. There's a lot of reasons for why we might want to revisit some of these dumps. Also, some of them are just fun, you know. Also, you know, some things, for instance, like today's topic, we could have gone in a lot deeper, and that's how it is with a lot of these topics, you know. I mean, not everything can have the Beanie Baby or the Anna Nicole treatment where it's, you know, multiple episodes. It's a lot. But this particular episode of Dumps Revisited was actually the reason why I wanted to do it. Obviously, the first episode I did was the Lilith Fair. We revisited that a little bit because of the new documentary that just came out. But I just finished this book by Rick Emerson. It is titled, it's right here. I have it sitting right here. It's called Unmask Alice, LSD, Satanic Panic, and the Imposter Behind the World's Most Notorious Diaries. Yes, yeah, so what this book is it is a second-by-second play-by-play of Beatrice Sparks' life. First of all, Beatrice Sparks, of course, is the woman who discovered the diary of the troubled runaway teen drug user turned prostitute, turned mental patient, and then dies, you know, mysteriously at the end. And of course, you know, this was a real diary found during Beatrice's time as a teen counselor. We, you know, uncovered in the episode initially. This was a long time ago. This is actually also one of Parks Miller, one of his favorite episodes that we've ever done. So that's fun. But it was totally made up. She made up the whole thing. She wrote the whole thing herself. And this book really dives into it. And she had a bunch of other books that she came out with as well that we talked about on our episode. And I didn't read any of them because we read Go Ask Alice. We got all the information we needed. This book, Unmask Alice, hadn't come out yet. But I knew it was coming out. And I kept trying to get the author on. But, you know, once it finally was released, which was more than a couple of years after our episode came out, I read it and I was like, oh my God, we left so much out. I mean, it's an incredible book. Not only if you're interested in the story of Go Ask Alice and kind of like the young adult, you know, the history of young adult novels and things like that, but also the Satanic Panic. This book has a ton to do with the Satanic Panic, and that's because of Beatrice Sparks' second kind of found diary book that she released. But one of the things that I found out about Beatrice Sparks was she was raised poor, had kind of a troubled home life, and that would kind of plague her throughout her entire life. Just this wanting of more, feeling the feeling that you know, you deserve more, and I should have these nice things, and why does everyone have this stuff? She spent some time in San Francisco in her teens, which is a big hub of Go Ask Alice. Although it's interesting because when she was there, that would have been like the 40s. A far cry from the Haight-Ashbury scene that she describes in Go Ask Alice. But she had moved to Utah, you know, had gotten married. She, you know, troubled home, troubled family life still with her own family. But she gets embedded in the Mormon community in Utah. And the Mormon community has the most white-collar crime of any religious demographic. It's crazy. Just tons of scams. And there's so much money in the Mormon community in Utah. And she was around this, and she was part of this high-end Mormon society and wanted to be part of that so bad. So she began fabricating, because obviously she couldn't say, oh, well, look at all these nice things I have. One thing she could do that no one could prove, especially back then, was her educational background. So she began fabricating this whole thing. Oh, I went to UCLA to become a psychologist. Hence where the whole tale of her becoming a teen counselor in a mental home, you know, where runaways and eating disorders and drug use were treated. All that's made up. And as her life went on, and as Go Ask Alice became this legendary, you know, famous book and, you know, required reading in a lot of schools, banned from other schools, people started calling her on this. And the more people dug into her life, the more they were like, oh, wow, everything is built on lies. One of the first things that she tried to do that was going to be her big thing was a series of self-help books and self-help like audio books that would be on vinyl. So these were incredibly expensive to produce. So she was selling pre-sales of these things. And of course, they never actually were produced. But a person that they partnered with was Art Linkletter, who hosted Kids Say the Darndest Things back in the day. And so he was the big celebrity that was attached to it that gave it some legitimacy. But tragically, Art Linkletter's daughter dies shortly after the project falls apart, and it was just, she jumped out of a window, and it was suspected that she was on LSD. No one knows for sure, but he really jumped on that train, and like LSD and drugs are the devil. This is killing our teens. Beatrice Sparks, like being so, you know, close to Art Linkletter and so close to the project, so to speak, the wheels start turning. Oh my God, what if there is a diary, you know? And she bases it off of her ex-business partner, this celebrity's dead daughter. That's where Alice comes from. To hear the rest of this episode, please visit patreon.com/culturedumps. That's also where you'll find all of our other side series, like Squirts, where we just kind of riff on different topics. Also DocuDumps, where we review documentaries. We also have The Brown Sound, which is kind of like a radio show that Parks was doing. There's also tons of video stuff. The Woodstock 99 mystery tape is up there. Tons of full-length documentaries that I think are worth watching. And so, so much more. That's patreon.com/culturedumps. We will be back soon with a regularly scheduled dump. All right, folks, I'm Ryan Lichten. Keep on dumping.